This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the 2-2 to Dansby. Swing and a miss. Ball game is over. Jays have beaten the Cubs by a score of 2-1.
Obviously, the inning started off well. We created, nothing against Scherzer. Just hit some balls well, but ultimately nothing. And then, we just didn't get the job done. Simple as that.
You're listening to Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's me with you for the next 3 hours here on The Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. With Hyundai dealers, easy for me to say. Baby T, Tyler Farengel on the other side of the glass, and a jam-packed show Tyler and I have put together for you this evening. We'll hear from Ryan Poles coming up at 6:45. Caitlin Sharkey of WGN-TV Sports, she'll join me at 7 o'clock to talk some Bears, and we're going to check in with Alex Cohen, play-by-play announcer for Marquee Sports, in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20 to be exact. And I'm going to be straight up, I'm going to be up front with you, Cubs fans. We had a guest booked for the 6:20 segment of this show, and we asked them to kindly take a rain check because I wanted to open up the phone lines for you at 312-644-6767 after the Cubs fall to the Blue Jays today, 2-1 in frustrating fashion again. And I do want to talk about today's game, a very frustrating game, and I also want to sort of talk Cubs fans off the ledge a little bit when it comes to the big picture of this ball team and where they're at and how they've played lately. And I know that's a hard sell. It's a hard sell for me in some respects, to be quite honest with you. I have to keep on like reminding myself and stepping back and taking the big picture perspective. But if you'll just hear me out, and then if you want to disagree or agree at 312-644-6767, we got phone lines open for you, and you can also text the show as well. Today was another tough one, man. And there have been a lot of those lately. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. You had the first two hitters get on base in the eighth inning, and then three strikeouts in a row from Happ, Tucker, and Carson Kelly. You get a runner in scoring position in the ninth inning, and then two strikeouts in a row, and the Cubs fall to the Blue Jays 2-1, and it's a tough product to watch right now, man. There's no way around that. Like the one silver lining in today's game, if you could take one out of it, is Matthew Boyd and another solid, well, better than solid performance. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and 5 strikeouts. And now the Cubs, I believe, let me go and make sure of this, but I believe they are a full 8 games back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. Yes, it is 8 games now that they are back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. And if you want to talk about today's game, I'm here for it. You need to get some stuff off your chest. Lauren said in the last hour, we get to sort of be therapists. Get on the couch and let us know what you're thinking about this Cubs team and this particular game, or just where they're at as a whole. And I know Cubs fans aren't happy right now, and I'm not happy either. I'm having a tough time watching these games and not throwing stuff at the TV when watching and this stretch that they've been on here for the last couple of weeks. But, and again, like I said, just hear me out, and then you want to disagree, go ahead and disagree at 312-644-6767. Give me a call or shoot me a text. We got phone lines open for you for the next 35 minutes before we hear from Bears general manager Ryan Poles and some of his comments with Mully and Ruthie Polinsky this morning. I do think the level of Cubs panic and anger is just a little too high and a little bit misplaced right now. A little bit. I'm not saying that there is nothing to it. I'm not saying that it's not valid right now. And especially after a game like today, and as frustrating as it was to watch that baseball game, the Cubs are 11-13 since the All-Star break. It's not good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's good. And they, coming into today, they were outscored 95-92 in that 11-12 stretch. Let me just do some quick math. Now they've been outscored 97-93. Since the All-Star break and an 11-13 stretch now. Not good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's good. But they were 14-10 in July. That makes them 18-17 since July 1st. And as frustrating as it's been, and yes, they could be playing better. There's no doubt about that. They could be playing better baseball. They could be winning at a higher clip. I don't know that it would matter all that much. Other than their place in the wild card standings, I don't know that it would matter all that much because of just how good the Milwaukee Brewers have been. You would have to be lights out to hold off the Brewers and still be holding on to first place right now. And I'm not saying that that makes this okay. I'm not by any stretch saying that that makes this okay. But the Brewers have won 51 of 67 games since May 25th. Including a current stretch where they've won 27 of their last 31 with an 11-game winning streak a few weeks ago, and now a 12-game winning streak that they're currently on, and they're 17-4-1 in series play since that May 25th date. So the Cubs could have won a bunch more games here in the last couple months since the start of June, really, and still be looking up at the Milwaukee Brewers. Maybe not by 8 games, but they'd still likely be looking up at the Milwaukee Brewers, who now have 2 win streaks of 10-plus games, and they're the first National League team to do that since 2017. The only other team to do that in recent history is the Astros in 2019, and both of those teams ended up in the World Series. So I think some of our anger, some of our frustration, while yes, it is rooted in a Cubs team that whose play has drastically and dramatically dropped off here in the last month and a half or so, I don't know that we'd be reacting the way that we're reacting if not for the way that the Brewers have been playing and the clip that the Brewers have been winning at. I think we'd be a lot more calm and a lot more rational if the Cubs were still in first place or within a game or two of first place and the Brewers weren't just unbeatable here for the last 3 months now. Well, 2.5 months now. So that's one reason why I think the level of panic and anger is just a little too high and a little bit misplaced. And I know people want to come down on Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell. And I honestly, And I was listening to Spiegel and Holmes, and I heard some of the suggestions that Spiegs had about the lineup. Maybe you move Nico Horner up to the leadoff spot. Maybe you move a red hot Matt Shaw up out of the nine hole and put him higher up in the order. But I don't know how much that would matter. I just don't know how much that would matter right now. Because what this comes down to, and we can talk about the trade deadline as well, but what this comes down to is the Cubs offense has just gone completely silent. They've scored one or fewer runs in 5 out of 10 games in August now with today's loss. And most of that, while Craig could move guys around, he could have pinch hit PCA today in the ninth inning for Willie Castro with a righty on the mound. I would have liked to have seen that. I'm not saying there's nothing Craig Counsell can't do. But when Kyle Tucker has a 675 and 417 OPS in July and August respectively, and one home run in those 2 months combined, when PCA has a 193 OPS and zero home runs in August, when Seiya Suzuki has a 745 OPS and one home run in August, move guys up and down that lineup all you want, pinch hit whoever you want. I don't know that they're scoring runs at any higher a clip than what they are right now. Those three guys are what made this thing go since April. And if those guys aren't going specifically and mostly Kyle Tucker, I don't know that it matters what else you do with the lineup or what else Craig Counsell does with the batting order. I just don't know that it matters, man. You need Kyle Tucker to get hitting. And I've been saying for a minute now, give that guy a DL stint and let him get right. He has not been right since he jammed his finger into sliding into second base on June 1st. And I think it was compounded a few weeks ago with a foul ball hard off his knee. And I don't know if it's the Cubs holding out hope that he'll get healthy, or it's just a stubborn Kyle Tucker saying, no, I want to go out there. I want to play through it. Whatever the case might be, he needs to sit down for a little bit and figure this thing out. I remember early in the season when the Cubs had put together like a torrid 5-game offensive stretch. And I went back and looked through all the runs that they scored in that 5-game stretch. And he was either on base, in the batter's box, or on the on-deck circle for 2/3 of those runs. That means he was either one of the players starting or keeping a rally going and being on base. He was the one at the plate doing the damage, or he was on deck and the pitcher was standing there with Kyle Tucker on his mind and wondering, what's that guy going to do if I let him get to the plate? It changes the whole way that a pitcher can approach and attack a lineup when you take that kind of bat effectively, even though he's still there, when you take that kind of bat out of the middle of a lineup. They got to get Kyle Tucker right, and I think other dominoes will fall after that. I think you'll see PCA play better. I think you'll see Seiya hit better. And when those three guys get going, if those three guys get going, I think we'll see this offense get back at least close to the form that we saw in the first half of the season. And I'll throw on top of that, Dansby Swanson with runners in scoring position and two outs in the seventh inning or later this season. Are you ready for this? Baby T, are you ready for this? You might fall out of your chair. Dansby Swanson with runners in scoring position and two outs in the seventh inning or later this season has a 91 batting average. He's 2-for-22 with a 221 OPS, zero home runs, three RBI, and 11 strikeouts. Let me say that for you again. Dansby Swanson with runners in scoring position and two outs in the seventh inning or later this season, a 91 batting average, 2-for-22, 221 OPS, zero home runs, three RBI, and 11 strikeouts. That's just not going to get the job done. So I don't know. If you want to come down on Craig Counsell, I don't know that there is much, if anything, Craig Counsell could do to really get this lineup going. And if you want to talk about the trade deadline, I know a lot of people still upset about how the Cubs handled the trade deadline. No starting pitchers removed. Well, notice no starting pitchers of note were moved at the deadline. No frontline pitchers moved. The market was crazy, and the Cubs weren't the only ones who decided that the market was irrational and delusional and not giving up what the sellers were asking for frontline starters. And who was the bat we all wanted? I'll admit, myself included, who was the bat we all wanted the Cubs to go out and get at the trade deadline? They were stalking him on the Raheemy and Harris show. It was an almost daily segment of them stalking Eugenio Suarez on the Raheemy and Harris show. And I was right there with them. That guy was raking in the first half. Do you know what Eugenio Suarez has done since the trade deadline? He has a 334 OPS in August and one home run. That's the same thing that Tucker, PCA, and Say are doing. It would have done nothing if you went and got Eugenio Suarez. He would have just been another guy that we were frustrated with and could not believe the level at which he was hitting or not hitting. Meanwhile, Matt Shaw has an 1191 OPS and four home runs since the All-Star break, and those at-bats would have been taken from him by Eugenio Suarez. So, very frustrating loss today. And I want to hear from you if you want to talk about that at 312-644-6767. A lot of very frustrating losses here in the last few weeks for the Chicago Cubs, who are now 11-13 since the All-Star break. But I don't know that we're this angry if the Brewers aren't doing what they're doing. I don't know if we're this upset and this panicked. I heard somebody call into Spiegel and Holmes and say, I hope the Reds catch them and the Cubs don't even make the playoffs. That's crazy, dude. That's wild. And I'm just going to chalk that up to you're upset and you're not really thinking all that clearly, the caller that had that hot take. I don't know that we're this upset if the Brewers aren't 51-16 since May 25th. Chances are we're in second place, even if the Cubs are still winning at a high clip. And I don't know what you want Craig Counsell to do, and I don't know that there was much for Jed Hoyer to do at the trade deadline. And I know that's a tough sell for y'all. I understand that. And if you want to disagree with me, 312-644-6767. I think our anger, our panic is a little too high and a little bit misplaced when you're pointing a finger at Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell while they're going through this. 312-644-6767. I'm here for you, Cubs fans. We cleared the lines. We had a guest scheduled for the second segment coming up. We asked them to kindly take a rain check because I want to hear from you tonight. And we're going to start it off right now with Al from Vernon Hills. Al, you're on the score. What you got for me, buddy?
Hi, this is very important, and I'm so happy. You're like my mental health.
Okay,
can you
good.
Hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All
loud
right.
And clear.
I am an optimistic Cub fan. I am a hopeful Cub fan. I have never been so upset with my Cubs ever in my life, and this is why. When you got a guy on third base, and Ian Happ, a veteran player, and Kyle Tucker, a veteran player, can't even lay down a bunt to bring the guy in, or a fly ball or a ground ball, there's a problem. This has been going on too long. This is it. So I know this isn't going to happen because we're in a pay them all this money now mentality with baseball. But if I'm Craig Counsell, I'm taking Tucker, Happ, Suzuki. I'm sitting them on the bench. I'm doing batting practice with them like they're in the minor leagues. And I'm bringing up these prima donna AAA guys, whoever they are, Owen Casey, whoever. And they're going to play. Maybe I'll bring them back up off the bench and give them a chance. Do you remember years ago when we had, I forget the manager who it was on our team years ago, and we had a shortstop was struggling, and they sat, I think Joe Maddon sat down and talked to him. These guys, I think, need mental health. They need mental help. Because Kyle Tucker, we know it's supposed to be a great player, and I'm going to finish on this.
No, go ahead.
These guys are great players. We know Kyle Tucker is supposed to be the best player in baseball right now. Best player on a team. You know what? He's not right now. This isn't our opportunity. I don't care about what happens the next 6 weeks. We could play 500 ball and get in the playoffs. But Kyle Tucker, Suzuki, Ian Happ, Dansby Swanson, these guys that are our hitters, they're not hitting. Sit them down. Let them relax. Let them rest. I don't care. Get them mental help and get them to do what you're supposed to do.
Al, I appreciate the call. And I think you're onto something there. And I think the Cubs know that you're onto something there, and these guys do need days off. And they were playing damn near every day. When you're talking about PCA, Tucker, Happ, Suzuki, these guys were playing damn near every day, and it was plug and play for Craig Counsell and his lineup day in and day out. And I think to a degree, some of that has caught up to them, and I think they've tried to alleviate that to some degree since Willy Castro was traded for, and he can play all over the field. You've seen today PCA got, I think, his second or third day off of the last couple of weeks. We've seen Willy Castro in right field. We've seen him in left field. We've seen him at third base. We've seen them use Willy Castro to give all these guys days off, and I think that was part of the Owen Casey call-up, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. I think they know that these guys all need some time. I think Kyle Tucker needs an extended time away from the field and to get that finger right. And if that knee that he fouled the ball hard off of a few weeks ago, maybe that's still bothering him. Maybe that's part of the solution too. I think you're right when you say, I don't know if I'm sending him down to the minors or benching him for the long term and calling somebody else up again. I think that's a little bit of our frustration talking, but yeah, man, I think these guys need days off and they are pressing. And they are frustrated right now. And you can see it. You can see it in their body language. You can see it in the way that they're reacting to some of the calls by the umpire. And maybe that's one thing. I said there isn't much that Craig Counsell can do. I was reading an article about Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, and sort of his influence on that clubhouse. And going back to that May 25th date that I've cited a couple times now, since when the Brewers have been far away the best team in baseball. And he had a team meeting. And it wasn't like a flip over the table team meeting where he was yelling at guys and anything like that. He just said, "What's going on here, guys? We are not ourselves right now. We don't have that fight and that love for the game that we need to play with to win baseball games." And maybe Craig Counsell needs a come to Jesus moment with his baseball team or something like that in the clubhouse. Maybe that's one thing he could do. I don't know if any lineup shuffling or any other maneuvering that he could do in a game is going to do a whole lot. Got a text here from the 708. It says, Robbie, a lot of people do. It's Rami. It says, Robbie, 3 weeks ago you said on air that the Cubs had a more consistent way of scoring than Milwaukee. Since you said it, they've been jinxed. It's on you. I do remember saying that, but you know what? Since then, and the reason I said that was at the time, the Brewers are very much middle of the pack when it came to exit velocity, home runs, slugging percentage, like the numbers that we look at that we think make a good offense and really are great indicators of winning. Since then, they've been hitting the ball hard and putting it over the wall. They're one of the top like three or five teams in the month of August in home runs and slugging percentage, and a lot of that is Andrew Vaughn, who I know folks in Chicago are familiar with, only not this version of Andrew Vaughn. So I'll take some of the blame for saying it, but I said the Cubs had a more sustainable offense because of the way that they were doing it versus the way that the Brewers were doing it. And since then, I have been proven very, very wrong. You want to react to today's game, 312-644-6767. And also, I just think some of our panic, some of our anger right now is a little too high and a little bit misplaced. I don't know that we're acting this way if the Brewers aren't world beaters, and I don't think that we can necessarily point a finger at Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer, but I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The score.
And the next pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball got him. Cubs do not score. They waste a leadoff double. And they also squander a second and third no-out opportunity.
That was heard right here on 670 The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Rami Makhlouf with you until 9 o'clock on The Score Evening Show. And phone lines open to you right now at 312-644-6767. You can also tweet the show at 670 The Score. At Rami is tweeting. You can also text the show. Again, that number, 312-644-6767. I let out a very loud expletive that scared my dog when that went down. Three straight strikes. Strikeouts in the eighth inning today with men on second and third and nobody out from the heart of your order, from Hap, Tucker, and Carson Kelly, who was batting cleanup today. It was the latest of a lot of very frustrating baseball for the Cubs here, especially in the month of August. I'm trying to take the big picture perspective, though, and I don't know that we're as angry and as frustrated as we feel right now if the Brewers aren't, you know, unbeatable since the end of May, and we're not looking up as high at the Brewers as we are right now. And I don't think we can necessarily point the finger at Craig Counsell or Jed Hoyer, but you tell me if I'm wrong at 312-644-6767. Lots of tweets coming in. Again, at 670 The Score, at Rami is tweeting. Nathan says, I mean, I saw the spark last night and today. They're just exhausted. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either, Nathan. I know Coombs said on the post-game show, and I said this in a group chat with my brother and another Cubs fan who we kind of chat while the game is going on. I did see signs of life from this offense in this Blue Jays series, and I hope it's a sign that they're about to wake up. They were forcing some deep counts, making pitchers work. We saw a lot of hard contact today. Max Scherzer very much played to the park. Lots of balls died on the warning track in the first six innings of this game today. So I saw some. I know it's hard to see through what we've been watching, But I did see some positive signs from the offense in this series with the Blue Jays. I hope they can take that into the coming series over the weekend with the Pirates and get something going before that five-game series with the Brewers next week, so they can do something in that series to give us some hope that the division isn't out of reach, as they're now 8 games back of the Brewers with that loss today. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the west side and talk with Matthew. Matthew, you're on the Score. What's up, man?
Hey, Rami. How's it going, my man?
Good. Well, not great,
very
but
good.
You know.
Yeah. I heard you. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, real quick. I'm optimistic as well. Listen, and I'll just give you a few points and let you respond, my man. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. They went out against Scherzer today. You know, this was their third straight series loss. But let's not just completely stick to that. At the same time, too, PCA, he could have been pitch hit for Dansby in the ninth there. I think they had Dansby scouted perfectly. High fastball to strike him out, which was disappointing with Nico on second. I would have liked to hit and run at some point in that at bat. With two outs and being Nico got on to kind of keep that streak alive. But let's paint it this way, Rami. We have a nice home stand coming up. The pitchers have really been carrying us through this sort of loss with our bats. And at the end of the day, Scherzer was pitching. They did have, like you said, a lot of nice exit velocity and contact, which means to me that the hitters aren't completely disabled at this point. It might be a lull or a slump, as someone quoted, but at the same time, too, almost that, like Coombe said today, where a good pitcher, a real HOF, you know, mm-hmm. pitcher, could get you back in the zone where Scherzer throws 50% fastballs. The Cubs hitters were tuned in today, now be it for no runs, besides, you know, one, but at the same time, too, Casey hitting that line drive the first at bat, first yep. pitch. I mean, solid. And, I mean, if it's going to happen, we're still in the wild card situation. We're still in playoff contention. Let's gather behind our pitching and actually get these hitters to just help each other out and get it going. It's possible. It's not out of the picture yet. And that's all I got, Rami. Have a good night, man.
Yeah, the season's not over. I appreciate the call, Matthew, and some real good points. The season is not by any means over, guys. And again, I keep on saying things that I keep on backing it up with, I don't expect this to make you feel any better. I get it. I'm right there with you. I'm a Cubs fan just like you, all right? And I know it's hard to see through the mess right now and try and pull positives out of this or gain some kind of perspective through all of this. But has anybody seen what's going on with the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Dodgers since the All-Star break? And have we been paying attention to this? Because the Cubs aren't the only team that was in first place and looking great. Everything was rosy going into the All-Star break, and now not so much. The Dodgers have fallen out of first place. The Padres took control of that division, and those two teams have a series coming up that will go some way in determining how that division ends up. The Yankees are 6.5 games back of the Blue Jays now, and a game out of falling out of the wild card race altogether. The Red Sox are only 2.5 games of falling out of the wild card race altogether. So the Cubs aren't the only ones struggling who had, and the Tigers had a double digit lead on the Guardians and still a handy 6.5 game lead, but it looked like it was going to be much easier for them. It's baseball is a long season and teams go through slumps, and the Cubs aren't the only ones going through this right now. And that doesn't make it okay. I don't expect that to make you feel better about what you're watching right now. But I say that to say that the season is, I don't think a lot of people here in Chicago, maybe in New York, maybe in Boston, maybe in Detroit, maybe in Los Angeles, they're panicking the same way we are. But when you look at a team that you don't root for and a team that's out of market, I don't think a lot of us are looking at the Dodgers and going, well, they're done because of the tumble that they've taken. And it would be a lot worse for the Dodgers right now if they were in the same division as the Brewers like the Cubs are. They have an identical record, as a matter of fact. Actually, they're one game back in the loss column to the Cubs, the Dodgers are. So the way that the Brewers are playing right now makes this feel a lot worse and makes us a lot more panicked about the state of the Cubs. Text from the 847 would disagree with that. Says take the Brewers out of the equation and the Cubs are still scary to watch. The lack of offensive production is what we should all be afraid of. Yeah, man, this offense has disappeared. I hope those signs of life that I saw in this Blue Jays series are real and not some mirage off in the distance. I hope that it's real and we can see something close to the form that we saw pre-All-Star break when they were the best offense in baseball. And they were so good that they're still like top five, top six in most offensive categories right now. Which again, I think when you look at the big picture, puts things in perspective about how long a season this is, where the Cubs were, where the Cubs are, and where they could get back to again. Another text from the 815. I'm at home and on paternity leave with my first child. I was hoping it would be filled with watching a great stretch run for the Cubs to welcome my son into the world. Now I fear I need to not watch to save my mental health. Hashtag pain. Yeah, your son is coming into this world watching bad Cubs baseball like a lot of us did. I mean, he's not the first. Congrats on the kid, by the way. But he's not the first, and it gets better. You know, tell him it gets better. I know he can't understand a word you're saying right now, and he doesn't even know what the Cubs are doing. But just whisper into his ear, it gets better. It does, and it will. I really believe that. I really, truly believe that. Let's get out to the phones at 312-644-6767. Mike in Buffalo Grove, you're on the score. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I got a couple quick points. Number one, the Cubs will make the playoffs. They will not be the division champs. Milwaukee Brewers will blow it like they do every year in the playoffs. Dansby Swanson should be batting ninth. He showed tendencies last year that he couldn't hit certain balls, and he is stubborn, and he should not be batting up in the lineup. And most importantly, though, for the future, Kyle Tucker will never sign with the Cubs. He has a tendency to be superstitious, and what he does, changes his bat, changes his socks, changes, wouldn't take batting practice until just recently. Okay, he's no way that he's going to, because of what he's having right now with the Cubs, sign with the Cubs, and that's going to be the worst thing possible. That's my thoughts. What do you think?
I appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah, I don't know if Kyle Tucker is going to sign. This is a question I didn't think I'd be asking, quite frankly, and maybe it's crazy. Maybe I'm panicking or overreacting and saying this. If Kyle Tucker doesn't figure it out, And look something like the guy that we saw pre-All-Star break, are we sure we want to sign him for $400 or $500 million or whatever it's going to cost? I was watching the interview with Danny Parkins. He was on with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris today, and I thought Marshall made a good point. There's another Kyle out there who I think I might want more than Kyle Tucker, and that's Kyle Schwarber. Maybe we can right that wrong, and maybe that's the better Kyle to go and get in free agency. That's again, maybe a crazy question that I'm asking, especially when I'm sitting here telling Cubs fans to calm down a little bit and I'm trying to talk us off the ledge. And I say us because I'm on the ledge as much as you are. That might be a crazy question, but maybe something to dive into here in the coming months if Kyle Tucker doesn't turn this thing around and look like the guy that he was in the first half, who was one of the best hitters in baseball. And I think he's really what makes things go and is one of the big reasons why things aren't going so great right now. Because taking a guy like that just falling off the map completely changes the way that a pitcher attacks or approaches a lineup as a whole. And I think that's why, not entirely, but I think that's part of the reason why, or can explain some of the reason why guys like PCA and Seiya aren't doing what they did pre-All-Star break as well, because they were usually, you know, surrounding Kyle Tucker in the lineup, and I think that they're not seeing the pitches that they were seeing pre-All-Star break because teams don't fear Kyle Tucker. Speaking of Marshall Harris and Mark Grody, tune in tomorrow from 10 to 12:45 as Marshall and Grody will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs-Pirates at Wrigley Field. It's all in support of Joel Gott Wines 815 Day. While you're there, stop by the Joel Gott Wines tent. Must be 21 years or older. Joel Gott Wines is the official wine partner of the Chicago Cubs. We bumped a guest today so I could take calls. And you know what? We're going to bump Ryan Poles to later in the show so I can take more calls because Cubs fans need it. Get on the couch. It's therapy here on the Score Evening Show. Rami Makhlouf with you until 9 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There's a deep drive to left center. That's trouble. Back toward the wall. This ball is gone for a home run.
That highlight, courtesy of the Cubs Radio Network and us right here on 670 The Score, your home for Cubs baseball, which has been very frustrating lately. Very, very frustrating. But nothing's over, to quote Rambo. Nothing's over. It's been bad. It's been tough. It's been frustrating. But let's step back, let's take a deep breath, and let's just have a little perspective on this whole thing. Yeah, they're 11-13 since the All-Star break. They were 14-10 in July and 18-17 since July 1st. That's not the worst thing in the world. The bad part is the Brewers can't lose. They've won 51 of 67 games since May 25th and 27 of their last 31. 27 of their last 31. Which has the Cubs looking up at the Brewers by 8 games in the NL Central. But it's not over. And I think this Cubs team will wake up and will turn things around. Will they win the division? That's a tough ask at this point, to be quite honest with you. They're going to have to make some hay in that 5-game series with the Brewers next week, if that's even a possibility. But the anger is a little out of control. I'm right there with you. I throw stuff at the TV, and I think some of it is misdirected at Jed and Craig Counsell, because there wasn't a lot to do at the trade deadline, and I don't know that there's a lot that Craig Counsell can do with just the way that your best hitters are hitting or not hitting right now. Text from the 630. Generally agreeing with you about the Brewers, but I think we can still be angry that no pitching was acquired and that it took Kyle Tucker until this week to decide to take batting practice. We don't need to be ahead of the Brewers for life to be right, but we'd be much better if we were just four or five back. That's fair. That's fair. That's a very fair and well thought out text right there. You can text 312-644-6767. You can also give us a call using that number. You can tweet at 670 the score at Rami is tweeting. Eric losing it tweets at Rami is tweeting, says when a player is in his walk year, they usually play really well like Kyle Schwarber is. Kyle Tucker is not healthy. There's no way he goes from being a superstar worth a max deal to being an average player worth $20 million a year. Why won't he just admit he is hurt? That's what I think is going on here. I think that guy is hurt. Hasn't been right since he jammed his finger into the base on June 1st, fouled a ball hard off his knee just a few weeks ago. Give that guy a DL stint. Give that guy a DL stint. And you called up Owen Casey today. Not that Owen Casey is going to come up here and light the world on fire, but you got a bat that you can plug in there and get him some at-bats and some reps at the major league level. Find out what you got and let Kyle Tucker get right. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to my old stomping grounds of Kenosha. And Charles, you're on the score. What's up, Charles?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Frustrated, but, you know, okay. Life is good.
Yeah, it's over. All is lost. It's over. I'm throwing in the towel. We just keep losing. The Brewers keep winning. We have a bad manager. We should have got Pat Murphy. The Brewers have better pitching. Every time I look up, the division is farther and farther away. I'm just sick with it. I'm sick of it. It's just, it's too much to handle. The Brewers are laughing, eating burgers. You're having a good old time. And us Cub fans, we're just losing it every day. I'm sick of this. I'm converting. I'm going to be a Brewer fan. This is too much.
Charles, don't go that far. I know there are a lot of them around you there in Kenosha, which is very much where the rivalry meets, whether you're talking Cubs and Brewers or Bears and Packers. It's like a 50-50 town there in Kenosha. So I know the temptation is there, and there's probably some Brewers fans that are making you want to jump ship and go over to that side. We're not at that point yet, and Craig Counsell is not a bad manager. And quite frankly, those burgers are given away because the Brewers won 12 in a row. They're not even good. All right, they're not even good burgers, if I'm being real with you. They're like very small, flat, dry, probably frozen patties on like a Wonder Bread bun. Keep your burgers, okay? I don't care about the burgers. I want some wins. I want to win some baseball games. Now, if it was Culver's, that's a whole different story. As a Cubs fan, I would have no shame going and grabbing some free burgers from Culver's. I would go and claim my burger today if that were the case. But the ones they're giving away, they're fine. You know what I mean? It's a burger. It's your average run-of-the-mill burger. Let's go to Elk Grove. And, Joe, you're on the score. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks for letting me talk for a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
So, first off, I blame the hitters, basically, what's going on. Now, maybe my son was mentioning, he said, you know, some of these guys had career years, like PCAs. You know, we still don't know exactly where he'll be in history, but he started off hot. A lot of guys catching, you know, they just start off hot. Maybe this is more their average, and they're actually going downhill if they're not hurt, like maybe Tucker or whatever it is. But I'm just saying, maybe now they're actually coming, playing to their average, which would then, since they were doing really well, now they won't be doing as well. But when I first called up and I talked to your, I forgot, you know, who answered
call
the phone.
Call screener, Baby T. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I did complain about Counsell. You know, when I see him on TV, he looks kind of like, you know, well, no, that's the way, almost like that's the way it is. I don't expect him to be like Ditka and start, you know, turning over benches or throwing stuff and breaking stuff. That doesn't work in baseball. But there's something going on in Milwaukee where their mindset is different than it is over here, because there's really, like, you know, like their manager said in Japan, they said, you couldn't probably even name three of our players or so. I'm just saying, there's something that we're not doing. Plus, when I look back, and this is history, after the Cubs won the World Series, there were years in September, maybe even the last 2 weeks of the season, that, and you can check it, I don't have the exact information, but I remember that the Cubs stopped hitting, and they squeaked into a playoff position, and then they lost. I think they generally lost the playoffs because they just couldn't hit. And this just reminds me of, like, what is it about the Cubs that when the chips are down, they're just not hitting it? This is not 2016. This is a different team. And they're just remind me of the few years back. I think Joe Maddon was manager. And I think they just stopped hitting, and there's nothing anybody can do. I just think that Council has to just, you know, he knows how to manage. I'm not even saying he doesn't. I just think there's something that's not in their mind. They're just...
Joe, I appreciate the call, and I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the call. I got to get to a break here in just a minute. And I said in the first segment, if there's one thing Craig Counsell can do, and if he hasn't done it already, it's maybe just have a good talk with these guys and say, hey, what's going on, guys? We got to get our minds right. We got to go out there and play the baseball that we played in the first half. And like Joe said, not flipping tables over, not anything crazy, but just kind of a talk with these guys, something, because it's obvious that they're pressing. It's obvious that they're frustrated. When it comes to PCA, and I fell into this too, it feels like he's been struggling for a long time. It feels like this goes back a month or so, and that's really not the case. He's been terrible in August. 193 OPS in August with not a home run. Let me see. He only has 3 hits in the month. But just in July, he had a 984 OPS with 6 home runs, 16 RBI. And when you talk about the struggles in September and in October, you don't have to go back to the Joe Maddon days in 2017, 2018. Go back 2 years to 2013 while they were managed by David Ross and the way that offense crumbled in September. And I don't know that there's like a common thread. Teams just get cold. Teams go into slumps. And you want that to not happen in September and October. But that's the crazy, wacky thing about baseball and postseason baseball is that, yeah, you might get cold. You might go into a team-wide slump during the playoffs and not be the first-place team or the wild-card team, whatever the case might be that you were in the regular season. Hopefully the Cubs are getting this out of the way now. And they look something closer to what we saw in the first half as we get into September and into October. I still think this is a playoff team. Make some noise next week against the Brewers, and maybe we're talking about the division again. But this thing ain't over. We need to calm down a little bit, and we need to take it easy and pull back a little bit on the criticism of Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell. We'll get back to some Cubs talk, and I'll open up the phone lines for more of your calls and your texts a little later in the show. But for all our mental health, let's switch gears a little bit and talk some Bears with Caitlin Sharkey, WGN TV sports anchor, also the co-host of GN Sports. She'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, on the Score Evening Show right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.